Pastor, you know, it's fun to sit up here in the stands and be looking at you down there in the field going into this Hall of Fame as a very special person. I don't know what we call you, the friend of coaches, the groundskeeper. Well, first of all, Larry, congratulations on Hall of Fame. This is something pretty special.
Thank you very much.
You've been through a few coaches. You've been through a few tractors, too, I'm sure. The Gators or whatever kind of stuff you go through. I've always heard it said that if you want something done, call Kester because you'll get it done. You've gone through. Well, talk to me about groundskeeping at Stout.
Well, basically, it's a challenge of having grass growing and keeping it nice and soft so the ball players won't get hurt. It's basically safety, and you want to keep it pretty besides that. Basically, what you want to do is have people be able to go and excel at their sport and have the greatest turf that you can put underneath them.
Right. Now, talk to me about grass to turf, because we're in William Stadium now. You took care of Nelson Field for something like 20 years. Grass to turf.
It's a different thing, grass to turf. Is that what's nice about the artificial turf is that you can clean it and it doesn't get tore up. Grass, after so many times getting pounded with 300-pound people on it and tearing it up, it wears down. And eventually, by the time November comes, it's pretty much of a hard rock, but you still got to play on grass, and so they want to practice on grass. But the artificial turf takes that all away. You don't have to worry about lining anything. You don't have to worry about holes or anything of that would be safety-wise.
I've known Larry Kester for years. Stout's known him for years as well. We talk about him. When you want to get something done, call Kester. You've been through a few coaches here as well. The friend of coaches, because anytime a coach wants to get something done, it better get done, and Kester generally does that. How many coaches you went through, Larry?
I went through about five coaches. One is Pierce, Kamish, Lawrence, Meyercourt, Todd, and now with Dewey. And it, basically what it is that they have a program, and their job is to have the best athletes put on the field, and they want to perform the best they can. And so my job is preparing a field that where they can go and establish the best performance that they can do.
And thanks to you for doing that, man. I mean, it's been awesome. Nelson Field was something else. We got that new press box and all this, that, and the other stuff. But that groundskeeper, something up. But you were a groundskeeper for the university, not just football.
Yeah, the thing was is that it ended up that we have multi things going on now. We have girls softball. We have girls soccer. We have rugby. We have lacrosse. And we have ultra frisbee. So the turf is getting used more and more and more. And so your window of improvement and helping with all this area is very, very short. And so we have to work very, very hard, be right on top of schedule. And our schedule is basically when the kids have their schedule.
You know, you're still talking hours. This is a retired guy, fans. Kester is now retired. Where are you, kiddo? Huh?
Well, I still bleed the Stout blue, and I hope that the athletics keeps on going bigger and bigger than what they are. Stout has always been a great athletic area, and we have great athletes coming through and great, great people. And now they're good athletes, but they're great students, and they kind of make me all pumped up all the time.
Power to you, fella.
Thank you very much.